Hello there, you are listening to The Gamer's Point, a weekly podcast where we talk about video games. Brought to you by WBSU Brockport, 89.1, The Point. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 28 of The Gamer's Point. Hopefully tech and glitch free, although probably fucking not at this
rate. Yeah, going our luck. We should probably just give up while
we're behind. It's been chaos. Just
give up while we're behind.
Shortest podcast ever, 15 seconds.
So stop right now. We recorded 15 podcasts in the last 3 weeks.
Every single one of them have been deleted.
I think it's Zach sabotaging everything.
What? Yeah, I want to sabotage my own podcast.
Probably.
That makes sense.
It's probably Cole. That's why he's not here.
Why do it?
He knows we're on.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Cole's on the run.
Actually, it's probably cool.
Yeah, sorry for the 3 week hiatus during gaming's one of the most important times during game. Wow, I can't even talk.
Wow, epic fail on that.
I'm just failing on all. My goal is
what
just,
you do.
Our one listener, who's actually
my
mom,
mother.
Actually gave up listening to the show. She's like, I'm not listening to fucking retards.
Oh, okay. I'm Zach Kilmer, gamer extraordinaire. If you Google my name, my gamer blog comes up at timesunion.com/gamer. And who are you people who are just sitting here?
Who are you people?
Who are you people?
Zach, I've known you for like a year now. You should know who I am.
Yeah,
I want you to say it.
Oh.
Say it, bitch.
Hmm. Say my name, Sebastian.
Really turned on.
All right. Can you just say your name so we can all get out of our lives?
Hi, my name's Phil. Sometimes I play video games.
Occasionally.
I like,
Don't you say cats. I'll kill you. I
swear to God. We're at the point where we're perfectly willing to murder you.
No, I would.
It's close to finals week.
I would gladly accept jail. Just to have Phil's...
Kittens?
There you go. That's bad. Not really.
Like kittens all right. And...
All right.
And
who are you?
And I'm Cole.
No, you're not, you dirty liar.
And I want to be.
Cole Falcon.
Everyone does want to be
Cole. Who doesn't want to be Cole?
Cole is the...
But, yeah, I'm unfortunately Nick.
That old poonhound Cole.
Poonhound.
That's like the worst word. Ever.
Poonhound.
So, sorry for the 3 week hiatus during.
What are you talking about? You had that word generator, the name generator, and it was like Pussy Funk.
Oh, the Benedict Cumberbatch name generator?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Do you know who Benedict Cumberbatch is? Benedict Cumberbatch is?
No,
I walked into the room and he's like, hey, Phil, you know what's funny? Pussy Patch.
Listen, that was the funniest. Completely un-gaming related. But please just Google the Benedict Cumberbatch name generator, and you'll be laughing for hours. I fucking promise you. All right, moving on. Sorry, there were technical issues you don't want to hear about, but we're here now, and that's all that matters.
It's like even a 4 week hiatus for you, hasn't it?
For me, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess for the show. So I haven't done one of these in a month. How about that?
Do you feel rusty? Do you think you can?
Apparently, you look
a little rusty.
I look a little rusty. Well, that's offensive. But the new consoles came out. That's kind of mildly important in the gaming world.
Who gives a fuck? We're all PC gamers.
It's actually not important at all.
Yeah, no one actually
gives
cares.
A shit.
Yeah.
So we're gonna normally we do game recommendations of the week and what are you playing, but we're gonna gut that in favor of just talking about.
No one cares. No one cares.
It's relevant.
I mean, if
it's
you
not.
Happen to be
what,
playing,
are you playing a
next
gen console game?
Kind
then
of.
It's not relevant.
Then
what?
World of Warcraft.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you.
It transcends the generations.
You're an asshole.
But yeah, we're going to spend the first half of the show just talking about the new consoles that came out.
Yeah.
So, Ben, Nick is the only one who actually has one of them, the PS4.
Both of them, of course.
Somebody likes to drop $500 willy-nilly.
I didn't drop it. It was birthday money.
That's a lot of birthday money.
My parents love me.
I usually get a nickel and a corn dog.
That's where I got it.
Wait, hold up.
You got to remember, it's genetic.
We are 4 minutes in, and Phil's already talking about nickels and corn dogs.
Nickels and corn dog. PS4. We broke it down two weeks ago, and that is now lost in the space-time continuum.
We can do it very brief.
In some alternate universe,
yeah.
Listeners.
Controller is better on the PS4,
awesome.
I think.
Analog sticks. have the little indent for more grip. They're a little farther apart. That's good.
Speaker in the bottom.
Speaker, yeah, I mean, doesn't really do much for me. Touchpad
yet to be really integrated, but
still yeah, that's fair. Cool. R2, L2 are now trigger shaped, so that's good.
I thought you were complaining about that, though.
No, no, no. I like that the trigger shape. What I was complaining about is that games are now starting to take the Xbox route and make the aim, the ADS button and the shoot button, those two buttons, instead of R1 and L1. Like, all shooters are starting to do that. And that bothers me, but I will admit, I'm kind of getting used to it. I've been playing Battlefield and Call of Duty a lot lately, and it actually feels not better, but it feels usable. It feels better than, I will say, it doesn't feel quite as good as using L1 and R1, but it feels better than the Xbox 360 triggers, I will say that.
Can I say that if there's any developers listening to this who are making first-person shooter games, just make it so we can fucking map our own
buttons. Absolutely. I've never understood. I mean, there's got to be a reason.
You want to use our controller set and no other controller set. I mean,
and usually, you know, usually they have a couple of options, right? But, like, I'm trying to think. I think Battlefield, like, there is no button mapping. It's like, it's one that, I might be wrong on that, but it's like one of the new games. There's, like, virtually no button mapping. And it's like, why? Like, if you're not going to give us the ability to customize it to our heart's content, at least give us some fucking options. You know what I'm saying?
But I want to shoot with the D-pad, goddamn it.
Like, I want to shoot with R3, run with L2.
Is there a third R?
L1 and L3 and R3 are clicking down the analog sticks.
Right.
But, so yeah, controller overall, one of the best things about the new console.
Hardware.
Feel it, and it does, oh my god, it feels very, very. It's very light. Like, it's surprisingly light.
I think it's heavier. It's heavier than the PS3 controller, absolutely.
I think we lost this, but the Xbox One controller still takes AA batteries.
We did talk about that on the last episode, and that's bullshit.
And apparently, this is, no, I haven't gotten hands-on with it, but apparently, like, extensive use of it, one thing people are noticing is that the triggers occasionally pinch your fingers a little bit, which would drive me up a fucking wall. That's just, like, one of those little things that just, like, really bugs you after a while.
But they do have vibrators in the triggers. So they have four vibrators.
Yeah. The new, they have a name for them.
A battery that lasts 45 minutes of gameplay. Probably. You better get some rechargeable double.
Yeah, man, dude, that's bullshit. Let's stick on PS4 for...
Well, because the battery life in the PS4 controllers are less, but you can plug them in, right?
Yeah.
Less than batteries?
I thought it's
lithium ion, so it's got to be pretty damn long.
They last 2, maybe 3 hours, depending on extent of play.
What about in comparison to the PS3 controller?
I haven't had enough time to say.
I mean, you can plug that in and play with it.
Exactly.
Which makes that kind of relevant.
Unless you're playing for Mad Far across the room.
If you plan on playing your new console from 15 feet away from your TV
on top of a giant corn dog
for more than 3 hours at a time.
You're a weirdo.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
there's a lot of weird circumstances.
Yeah.
So yeah, the console is good. All the games are looking good. Knack is terrible, according to reviews and everything. But we already kind of talked about that.
Did you play it at all?
Killzone, no. I played at E3, but not extensively by any means. Killzone's really good. Multiplayer's really good. Free DLC for its foreseeable future, so that's always a nice thing. It just controls really well. It's not the best Killzone, but it's good. And then all the third parties got their upgrades, you know, like, and I talk about this in my newspaper article. Assassin's Creed, mainly just aesthetic, just, you know, looks better, runs better, better draw distances. Call of Duty, mainly just aesthetic, but real quick, I just want to mention, Call of Duty, there's a couple modes, like Search and Destroy and Ground War, the two biggest ones, because they're two of the most popular in Call of Duty in general for multiplayer. And those modes weren't available until the next-gen version of the game came out.
No.
For the life of me, I cannot figure out why.
But they did a new version for at least Search and Destroy, because they made Search and Rescue.
They have like a new version of Search and Destroy.
Which is really fucking fun.
It might be cool, but I'm saying, but now they have Search and Destroy back. And it's only in
It's on old gen. It's on the 360.
Did they release an update? Search and Destroy, for a fact,
when it came out, it did not have Search and Destroy, but it did have Search and Rescue.
Those are different things.
Yeah, but they must have done an update. Now there's Search and Rescue and Search and Destroy.
Really? So that is really... I can't... imagine why they would do that. Like, that's in Ground War 2, it's the same situation. I'm wondering if now the older consoles now also have Ground War, I'm assuming.
I didn't look for it.
But, like, why? Like,
but that was a big deal when it came out.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, I didn't see Ground War. I was like, yo, like, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, Ground War is my shit. Like, that's all I play.
They made these bigger maps because everybody was bitching.
See, I don't think and they're bigger. They made I think they're still pretty small. I mean, compared to Modern Warfare 2 and 3. Not compared to Black Ops, but... But, yeah, we already talked about Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
So, and then, obviously, about, you know, the UI is really nice. It's pretty simplistic. There's not a whole lot to say about it. It's got the whole Twitch and Ustream streaming ability, so you can, like, watch your friends.
Press put a your, button on your
yeah,
controller.
Yeah, you got your shared button on the controller to record your shit.
Have you tried doing
that? I haven't messed with that yet. No, actually, I should probably do that.
I gotta say, if I were going to buy a console based on games alone that are released, like, now, like, the launch release games,
I would
definitely buy an Xbox One. Absolutely. Really? Because Forza 5 looks just fucking gorgeous.
I mean, is that really the number one reason? Because,
are you a big car guy, though?
Yeah.
Well, that explains
it. I mean, that explains it.
That game is car porn.
Yeah. So. And realistically, like, that game is actually getting torn to pieces right now because they took, apparently, the developers took all the best cars and have made them $20 DLC.
Well, that's what Forza does.
I mean, that's... But I mean, the game, what? I know. Forza Horizon and Forza 4 didn't do that.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they might have done DLC for some nice cars, but apparently, like, according to, like, one of the guys I worked with at Game Trailer, he's like, they took all the best cars, like the cars that everyone likes, just those cars, and made them DLC.
Oh,
like, and some of them, you have to get the $20, like, special pack to get these cars.
That's
like, that's
kind of a dick move.
That's like one of the dickiest moves.
The dickiest of dick moves.
Yeah.
If you want like dick a super, moves. Like, you want like a...
I mean, no, like, there's nothing you could say that would excuse that. So
you want
a
Bugatti there and just buy a fucking
but, I mean,
PVR and
stuff. But Forza has always had microtransactions, right?
Oh, that's fine. And a lot of games do, but I'm saying, like, all the best cars that people want in $20. Like, those two elements are what make it excusable. Not just the fact that it's microtransactions.
Right. Well, that's fair.
As somebody who's been a fan of Forza since it came out, like, that's... They've always fucking done that. They've always...
But they haven't,
massive
though.
Amounts of car packs. Massive
that, amounts. That's fair, but it hasn't been, off the bat, the best cars for that expensive. They've never done it to this...
But Nick is saying it's, like, to that certain extent.
Yeah.
They've never done that.
Which is...
So I feel like
that's what I said word for word.
I'm boiling it down. I'm trying to help you, right?
I know. I'm just... Maybe different voice will get...
I'm working with you here, goddammit.
So I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, so PS4, the Twitch streaming, really cool. I'm trying to think of any other, like, features. Not really. But, and then, of course...
You can buy the camera. You can buy
there's a camera, which apparently is pretty cool tech-wise. It's apparently just as good as,
like,
the Kinect,
you can buy
but
the
a lot
camera,
less of a big deal.
You can buy the camera, and you can draw shapes with the camera, and then you can, like, play with them, like, in real time. Like,
yeah.
You can draw a square, and you can, like, throw it at your
yeah.
friends.
So
that
cool.
is the most useless, yet most neat concept
it's,
ever. Yeah.
It's
like,
super
I,
neat.
Like, I can't think of a practical way a game could, like...
Yeah, well, it's like one of those things where it's like, you do it once, and then, okay, back to a real game.
Well, no, that's one of those things, like, all right, so you just bought the PS4 and your friend's over, yo, check this out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you swear,
oh my god, technology!
But if we compare the One and the PS4, the PS4 has a little bit more power to it.
Oh, like, that's absolutely
you mean
true.
Technically wise?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
both
better,
have
better processor.
They both
fact.
Have 8-core processors. They're both ATI. PS4 is a little bit higher.
Yeah.
They both have DDR5 RAM.
No. DDR PS4 is GDDR5. Xbox is just DDR3.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, PS3 has just got a little more juice in it. Nothing like substantial, but I mean, all the Xbox One games are running at 720p. Free? What the fuck? 720p. Why did I say that? because of the Kinect, apparently. Like, apparently that's the reason they have to... I don't know what in the technological compatibility of it makes them do that, but that was, like, a huge thing a couple weeks ago, is that, like, having this Kinect forced on them, and then it bringing down the game, the quality of the games that they want.
I was about to say,
that
must take a little bit more power out of the machine to have running constantly.
The one thing
about
buying an Xbox One is they're always watching you jerk off.
They are, absolutely.
They're always watching you jerk off.
Whenever you, do you always jerk off in your living room?
Whenever you search porn on your Xbox One, they're going to be watching your dick. Straight up.
Well, the camera's on whether the console's or not. That's why it works if you say, turn on Xbox, because the Kinect is still on.
Well, I mean, who's whacking in their living room?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do you keep your console in your living room?
Well, no, that's fair. But
say, mine's in my bedroom.
Mine's in my basement, yeah. I mean, that's...
That's where you jump off. And
let's be honest. To Phil. But real quick, I just want to...
That guy into a masturbatory habit way quicker than I
expected. Yeah, just real quick, before we get to
masturbatory?
I don't like that word.
So you know somebody from Microsoft just watching it. Is that a donkey?
All right. Getting off that for one quick second.
We'll get back to the donkey.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. The PS4 obviously had like massive technical issues when it was first released, and I talked about this in the episode Lost in Time. Like first you'd get on and just the PlayStation Network outright didn't work, and then for me, like, I was gonna do the...
I like how it's all right when it happens.
Can I help you? I was kind of in the middle of a fucking sentence, Phil. Can I help you with something?
Yes.
What?
I like how when it's X or when it's PlayStation that has the problems, you're fine with it, but when it's Grand Theft Auto,
am I fine with it? Am I not complaining about it right now? Are you half retarded
or
fully retarded? Those are your two options.
Can I phone a retard?
No.
Can I ask somebody?
Back to what I was saying, completely making Phil's point irrelevant. So it was a fucking disaster. My voice is cracked there. It was a fucking disaster. First of all, you couldn't get on the network at all. And then I was going to do the kind of upgraded versions of all the games through the store. But even when the network was up, the store wasn't up. So, like, the first night it was out, I couldn't fucking play anything. Like, I could not play anything because I was going to get it all through the store. And then even from there, like, tons of technical issues with Battlefield. Like, I had this one where hitting the PS button in Battlefield, in anywhere... while Battlefield was running, when you went back into Battlefield, you look completely lost control of the game. You couldn't do anything, and you would have to completely quit out. So a bunch of weird issues, and they addressed almost all of them. So it's better now, but it was a really unimpressive launch from a networking technological side.
I think we're all going to have to lower a little bit.
Xbox wasn't as bad, and obviously I hate saying that, but Xbox launch wasn't nearly as bad as PS4.
We talked about this before on the show that got lost, and the more technology you shove into a console, the more possibility you have.
No, that's fair, but just like with my GTA defense, like, obviously the more technology, like, you're going to have more problems. But fact of the matter is, you should be prepared for this. Don't make these grand promises and gestures if you can't deliver, you know? Like, otherwise you're just lying to us, like, and that's not okay.
When you beta test, you can never do it on the level of mass consumption. I mean,
yeah, but
especially problems like you're talking about where the store doesn't load, because there's no way to test how, like, a million and a half new fucking consoles logging on.
But all this networking works is through servers, right? And the number one simplest way to handle that is to just have more servers. Most of these crashes happen through server overload. And if you have more servers, then it's more area for people to fit in, you know? And all these people, lately with like PS3 and Grand Theft Auto, like, they're going on the underside. They're like, all right, how many do you think we need? Like, and then they get that amount and then they're done. Like, whenever you do these like server predictions, you should think of how many you need and like double that, and then you can get rid of them once you have that amount that you know you can work with. Like, it just doesn't seem like very good business practice to me.
I think what we should all take from this is be patient.
No, fuck that. Fuck patience. No, do not take that from this. Be pissed when your shit doesn't work the day and second you want it. That's what you should take from it.
I mean, but like I was saying, I think there's like a halfway step in between that. I think there has to be there has to be like a slight grading curve, especially for like the immediate launch. So like maybe to the extent that it didn't work is unacceptable for you, and I understand that. But I think we have to take into account that certain things are just going to be a little bit glitchy, especially when you're launching something at first.
I
think the degree to which it is not working can be unacceptable, obviously. But I think we have to take into account there will... Yeah. It's going to be a little bit glitchy.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely, like, a little bit of jadedness between both of us because he's waited so long for the PS4 and I haven't even fucking bought it yet.
Yeah, and as far as Phil's point about, like, the whole Grand Theft Auto PS4 thing, like, I'm not holding it against PlayStation too much because they got most of the problems fixed within the first 2 days. So it's not like I bought it and then I couldn't play it for weeks, right? Like Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, I hold it so against Grand Theft Auto because not only did they release a terrible online 2 weeks after the game came out, but it was still like 4 weeks before that was entirely polished. So it's like that kind of shit's just inexcusable to me. But like, you know, 2 days. Like, okay, I know, like, a lot of people bought it. I get it. You're going to have some technical issues. I wish you were a little more prepared, but it is what it is.
See, like, yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's also not, like, so much that they care about, like, your experience. But, I mean, I guess it is because...
They don't give a shit about you.
With Grand Theft Auto, they've already sold the games.
PlayStation.
Well, I mean, with PlayStation, they also have to worry about somebody saying, all right, there's all this technical issues. I don't want to get a PlayStation. I'm going to get an Xbox One. And that's probably why they figured
that's actually a good point.
Well, it is, but I mean, you're assuming that, like, once you buy a game, you're stuck with it, right? First of all, there's also the competition sense in the gaming as opposed to the console. Like, obviously, there's not tons of people directly competing with Grand Theft Auto, but also I know personally two people who traded in Grand Theft Auto because of those online problems. Who just beat the campaign and then traded it in because online was virtually useless. So that's another thing they can't just take for granted. Like, oh, we sold the game, we're done, we don't have to give a shit. You kind of do, because now those are two copies, and I'm sure quite a few hundreds of thousands that Rockstar aren't going to get profit from because they're going to be sold through the retailers.
Right.
So, I mean, like, yeah, like, it's a popular game, but you can't just take it for granted that we bought it.
Let's not dip into a Grand Theft Auto discussion much.
Totally.
So, anything else you want to say about PS4 before we move on to Xbox One a little bit?
It's good. I mean, overall, my experience with it has been really good. I haven't tried the Twitch stuff yet. It's got like, a bunch of little features that are kind of long overdue, like has cross-game voice chat, which obviously Xbox has had forever, but yeah. Now PlayStation
like,
finally
like,
got
you
it.
When you told me that they didn't, I like didn't know that was a thing. I couldn't believe it because I'm so used to it by now. It's like
that's got to be terrible.
It's like an integral
whatever.
It's an integral part of my gaming experience because I basically hung out with a lot of my friends when we were playing like a bunch of different games and we would just like talk about random shit. Like it's been so integral to my video game experience for the past few years. Like I could not imagine not having it.
I mean,
and I didn't realize that.
Like my Battlefield clan. You know, and that's the people I talk to most. I don't know any of them in real life. So what we talk about is Battlefield. So if we're all talking, it's going to be on Battlefield. Like we don't really. Yeah, I mean, like we're all pretty tight now because we've been playing with each other for a couple years. But it's always about the video game that we're playing at the time. So it's like we never had.
But that was different. Like I knew. Like that's actually most of the Eastern New York. Cast that when I go home and they do a podcast.
But I mean, same
because I know them in real life is my point beforehand.
But I have about six friends in real life that I play with online, and if we need to talk about something, like we have phone, like I have their cell number or stuff like that.
But it creates the Xbox Live parties always created this like hangouty kind of vibe where we could just like chill, play our separate games, and just like talk about it. Like we talk about like politics a lot and shit. It's just like it created this like really cool vibe that personally for me I always enjoyed and was an integral part of my gaming experience last generation. So like I said, when I didn't know that PS3 didn't have it, and you said that, I'm like, what the fuck? How?
It's a nice feature to have. But I don't feel the necessity of it. Like I don't think like could I go back to not having it if. Like something happened, like yeah, like it wouldn't, you know.
Having to mute all the assholes who fucking blare their music into the microphone.
They're the worst.
I mean, all games have a mute all button now.
So I know, but just in general, I hate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Overall, don't regret it in the slightest as a purchase, and I would recommend it for any gamer.
All right, so Xbox One, we're not going to be able to talk about...
Did you say I would?
I said, attaboy.
Oh, if they said I would, how would you know?
Xbox One, we can't talk about as much in detail.
Yeah,
none of us actually have it. But like you said, the online-y stuff didn't go too poorly.
Like the launch and networking stuff wasn't as bad as PS4. I'll say that.
They give you a lot more space on their cloud to store stuff.
Do they?
I can't comment on that. I'm not 100% sure.
Is it 3 gigabytes PlayStation 4? I think it's 3 gigs for PS4, and I think it's unlimited for Xbox One.
Unlimited cloud?
No, I'm gonna Google cloud. That would be, that'd be crazy. But
I'll check real quick.
But yeah, the games. As far as the games go, I know a little bit about that because I played a couple of them at E3, and I just I just searched the web about them.
So Rise of Son of Rome is dookie.
Yeah,
it is dookie.
He's a big old dookie.
They should put that.
I don't know if that's entirely fair. It's not nearly as good as it should be, especially being made by Crytek. Yeah. Their pedigree is a little above what that game turned out to be. But I think the combat, what I've heard is it looks awesome, as you'd expect from a Crytek game, and the combat is solid. But the number one complaint you're hearing everywhere is just repetitive as fuck. Like, there is nothing throughout the course of, like, that 10-hour campaign that sets any point apart from any other point. Like, apparently it's just, like, the same thing through the whole thing. And that, that's a game developer sin, regardless of what generation you're in, right? So, there's that.
You gotta make it really hard.
Well, not necessarily. You just got to make it fun. You got to make it interesting,
Yeah, but I mean, if you just do the same shit over and over again, there's no challenge to it. Nobody's going to want to play it.
But, and there's also no fun. Like, those things are all, the balance of those things is always the what makes a game good or bad. Then Dead Rising, apparently good, not stellar. Another repetition problem, apparently, a little bit, but that's quelled a lot more by the whole combinable weapons, which is apparently a lot more crazy, a lot more easier to do, like quicker to do, and just like just apparently really cool. Like apparently there's a shitload of combinations. They're all a couple of them are really fucking hilarious.
I saw a poster. It was like a sledgehammer on one end.
And chainsaw. There's
I was
one.
Like, what the fuck is the point of that?
There's one where it's like two.
That makes it a really heavy.
Okay,
chainsaw.
Dead Rising is not known for its practicality and realism.
There's one where it's like this thing where it's like a tube. And two balloons filled with like propane, with some flammable gas with like a match at the end, and you put it at your crotch so it looks like a dick and balls, and then you thrust it, it's like a flamethrower.
Really? That's like some Saints Row.
No, yeah, it's like Saints Row, like shit. Like,
so they're getting more batshit insane?
Well, it seems kind of weird because, like, from all that I've seen on it, like, the setting is really grim and dark and serious, and then you have these weapons that are just like, there's this one thing where you get these like wingsuit things and you put like a dragon helmet on and these big claws and you can just literally fly.
That's my go-to weapon during a zombie
attack.
I need to build my dragon squirrel suit.
So yeah, it's the contrast between the comedy of the characters and weapons to the setting seems a little conflicting.
Well,
but
it's like
Jar. I mean, whatever. Like,
I was gonna say it's like Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars, but that's not a good analogy.
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know what the fuck you mean by that.
In a dark ass world, you need some fucking comic relief, though.
I guess. Yeah, I
you're
know,
saying
I
mean, Jar Jar Binks
I mean,
was
like,
needed. I'm
no, no, no.
Comic relief is usually one or two characters. This is like 50% of the game is comic relief, and 50% isn't. And that that balance is in of itself unbalanced.
That balance is extremely hard to pull off. It can be done, but I've never seen it done in a video game, and I've only seen like a handful of like even movies that can like successfully pull off an even blend.
A little weird, but overall, it looks good. I mean, I would play it if I had an Xbox One.
I think they've been saying that it's like probably the best Dead Rising out of all of them, just because of like the scale and shit to do.
Definitely. And then, obviously, Forza, we already sort of talked about. Anything besides the really fucked up microtransaction situation, anything you want to say about it?
They have a lot of commentary by the cast of Top Gear.
I heard that.
That's cool.
Fucking
who doesn't love those guys?
Incredible.
I'm not a car person.
Four had that, didn't it?
Well, they had a little bit.
Is this more?
But this is a lot more.
Yeah, that's cool.
The tracks, just like when you're playing, it just looks just absolutely beautiful. And
just stick your dick right in the disco hole.
Really, really accurate. Like, you can cruise around the Nürburgring, and it really feels like the Nürburgring.
I hear there's a lot of tracks missing, too.
There's a lot of international tracks.
I heard, like, there's one really popular Japanese windy mountain track is missing, and some other things. I don't know. Like, I've heard it was a disappointment. Like, that's, you know, I'm not a car guy, but, I mean, if you're not disappointed, there you go.
I mean, but if you're a car guy, I think it's kind of hard for Forza to disappoint you, because, like I said, it's just...
Yeah, well, but you gotta keep in mind...
It's like fucking heroin for car guys.
Well,
it's like,
you gotta keep in mind Need for Speed is out now, too, so, yeah, I mean, those two are competing.
No, it's not. Not at all competing.
Oh, I was absolutely. I mean,
Need for Speed like competes with like fucking Burnout and other games.
I would say it's Battlefield versus Call of Duty, same way. Need for Speed, Call of Duty, Battlefield.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I know they're different in your mind, but demographic wise, yeah, they're kind
Forza,
of competing.
Forza
the same
competes
thing.
With like Gran Turismo. Like it's
no,
a,
totally.
It's a racing.
They're Sims.
It's a sim. It's
yeah,
not.
I understand like, that, but I'm saying for what you have available right now, if you're a hardcore racing guy, those are your two options. You know, like.
There isn't many other options.
Hating against Need for Speed over here.
I hate Need for Speed.
Really
so
interesting.
Much, yeah, but I mean, it's just like the look at Forza. You get the feeling like that the Turn 10 like really, really like cares a lot about driving, and they're like they're really perfectionists. So like,
yeah.
I mean, when you're driving, like, a fucking, like, shitty little fucking Hilux or some shit, you'll fucking whip out, and, you know, cars really feel like they feel in real life.
That's fair.
Which, I really appreciate their attention to details.
But yeah, apart from the games, I don't know how much there is to say. We have already kind of talked about the controller. It's apparently a copy-paste. Apart from the triggers, it's apparently, the triggers... which have that new rumble, specified rumble function, and the D-pad finally doesn't completely suck giant dick anymore.
Who uses the D-pad to begin with?
D-pad on the PlayStation has always been good, and I use it for fighters. Like, I would never touch an analog stick.
I was listening to a podcast over Thanksgiving break, and someone compared it to, like, they wanted to make a D-pad, but instead they just, like, it's like if you try to make a D-pad out of, like, a mound of clay and just, like, had an imprint of it and just inserted it into your fucking controller.
The best analogy for the Xbox 360 D-pad I've ever heard is that it's like a quarter bouncing on a pen top. Like, and that's totally true. It's like a disc, and you just sort of have to, you know, pray that it gets
the
right
direction.
Oh my
god, that is very accurate.
Yeah, so, it's apparently an actual D-pad now, so that's, you know, that's good. And the triggers, but apart from that, controller seems almost identical. The center of the analog sticks is even farther down. It's got almost like a sharp ring around it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about. It's not as good as the PlayStation 1, though. And that's about it for that.
How much server or how much cloud space?
I couldn't find it, and I gave up because I got.
a really good like side by side comparison of both.
I did too. Yeah, I actually have one bookmarked on my laptop. We should have.
But maybe we can find it during the break.
Yeah, we'll try.
So
to find it.
The ultimate comparison. What should you get?
Well, I mean, we know what Nick's gonna say.
I've already got it right. But another thing might sway you. Probably not. Xbox doesn't have the Twitch or Ustream streaming until early 2014. Kind of weird, which seems like that's like their thing, right? Like Call of Duty, you know, that's always been kind of the Xbox thing, like first-person shooters and stuff, and that they don't have that streaming. PS4 does for the time being. Kind of unusual. And also weird in the sense that Xbox advertised that. Like, hey, one of the things that's going to make you want to buy an Xbox One is we have this ability. And then, like, a couple weeks before PlayStation 4 comes out, they're like, oh, yeah, and we have this, too. And now PS4 has it, and Xbox won't have it for a while. It's like, you know. So there's that. But, yeah, the final verdict, obviously, I'd say PS4 over Xbox One. Game-wise, I think Killzone got rated higher than, I think, definitely than Rise. And about the same as Dead Rising. Knack was terrible, I'll admit.
Knack was like the same as Rise.
Yeah, I think Knack was a little worse than Rise, but...
Well, a lot of people said Knack was just, like, aggressive. Like, it wasn't exactly terrible, but it was aggressively mediocre.
It was extremely generic.
Like,
yeah, it was extremely generic.
Which is, like, almost worse, because a bad game you can, like, enjoy sometimes. If it's, like, shitty, like, you're like, oh, this is so bad. But, like, games like Knack, you're just like...
You have no drive to do it at all. So, that, you know, as far as a console, I don't think there's any competition, personally. I mean, PS4, cheaper, slightly more powerful. I mean, you know, more features as of now. Like, I don't know why.
I don't think there's a reason to buy either.
Yeah, but you fucking assholes are such, like... PC elitist. I don't give a shit about your opinions.
I don't know.
I'm not exactly an elitist. I think I'm going to eventually get a console, but
yeah, you say that every show.
I think further down the line, because, and this is another point, I saw someone was writing an article about it, about a lot of people being upset with both launches, and he was like, guys, the new consoles are not about like immediate gratification, they're about potential. If you think about it, the PS3 and 360, we didn't see like the height of their power until a few years in,
at least. Halo 3 came out.
But my point stands. Game. It's a
classic.
It's about what they can do, not what they're going to do right out of the gate.
No, totally.
How many console
launches ever had the best game on the console at launch?
N64.
And me personally, I just want to give
Super Mario or Mario 64.
Yeah.
But notable exception though. But me personally, I just want to try PC gaming at first, and then probably sometime down the line, maybe a few Christmases from now, I'll get one of the consoles. So
I don't want to play Killzone so badly that I want to drop $500 on getting.
That's another thing. None of the exclusives, like some of the exclusives other generations have been like appealing to me. There's nothing that is immediately grabbing because all my favorite games are basically both. So.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of comes down to like how long it'll take them to drop the price. Like, is that year worth like $100? Like for me, yeah. Like a 1 year, $100 to have the shiniest new toy. Like I'm okay with that. You know, they're gonna drop the price next Christmas and forever. Whoever waited, you know, have fun with that $100 extra, but. I've had it for a year. I've been enjoying it for a year. Like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, and obviously, again, they, like, exclusives kind of make the system. I'm enjoying
it. It's like having, like, a beautiful, shiny new car that looks so pretty and just having no engine to do with it. Because, I mean, yeah, it looks good.
Not that powerful.
But there's nothing
because an engine's make
cool. Yeah.
That'd be like getting
an PS4 does, in fact, run. I can promise you that.
It actually just sits on Nick's desktop to just look pretty.
A game with no consoles is just...
Yeah, it's like the bullet points for the bullet points to sell the PS4. Like, has Killzone, you know? Has Twitch streaming? Actually play stuff, you know? Run!
In fine print, this does not actually have a processor.
Uses power.
All right, I really gotta go. So we are going to take a break, and we will be back with new... Well, I won't be, because I need to leave.
Because we're gonna kill again.
They're gonna murder me again, then I'm gonna have to come back to life later. It's gonna be a hassle. We will be back with some new releases and some news shortly. Stay tuned.
Tell me when to...
Hello there, this is Zach Kilmer talking to you. Hoping you're enjoying this episode of The Gamer's Point so far. If you are, there's a few things you could do to help us out that won't take much of your time. You could go to iTunes and subscribe to us there, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a little blurb that can help us spread us around. If you don't like iTunes, we're on the other major podcasting networks. We are on Zune, Miro, BlackBerry, and Stitcher. So if you don't prefer iTunes like I don't, you can subscribe to us on any of those services. You can answer the question of the week on Facebook by going to 891thepoint.com's Facebook page and liking them, and then posting your response on any of the Gamers Point related posts. Make sure it has something to do with the Gamers Point, otherwise I won't be monitoring it as closely. If you would like to listen to any old episodes of the Gamers Point, the only place to do that is 891thepoint.com. You go to that website, hit extras, hit podcasts, and then they're there. You see, because we're poor and don't have a lot of storage for our RSS feed, so only the most recent episodes will be on iTunes and Podomatic and all of the other services. So in order to listen to any old episodes, you have to go to 89.1thepoint.com's website. So whether you're subscribed, leaving reviews, or leaving answers to the question of the week, we appreciate you listening. We would also like to appreciate 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. They are a radio station in the western New York area between Buffalo and Rochester. If you live in that area, tune in to 89.1 The Point FM for great music 24/7. The best new music first. Now I'm going to stop bothering you. Let's continue with The Gamer's Point, brought to you by WBSU Brockport 89.1 The Point.
we're back, and Zach is dead.
We decided something for the show.
Yeah.
We figured that, you know...
Break it down for him, though.
It's like, once a year, you gotta have the all-star game, you know what I mean? Where it's just like the best players going at it. So I figure, why don't we cut all the riffraff and just record me and Nick?
Yeah,
because who wants to hear anything other than that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, the other guys, like, they're good for, like, cannon fodder and stuff, but I mean, ultimately... You know,
I mean, we can only make fun of Papers, Please for so long.
For so long, which I actually have to tell you something about that in a second. But, yeah, you know, like, Zach and Cole, like, they're charming when they want to be. But ultimately, this was like a cooking competition. And
we just
eliminated the weak links, you know. So it's you know, only the greatest survive.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's
and in the comment about Papers, Please, no joke. Nominated for best PC game of this year for the VGX Awards this Saturday. Papers fucking Please, dude. I'm not even joking.
And it really is the
Citizen. It's almost like they know that it's the best game ever made ever. Yeah. You know, almost.
Wow, that's
crazy. That's pretty crazy. But so first some new releases. Adventure Time, Explore the Dungeon Because I Don't Know. That is actually the name of the game. I'm not just being an asshole.
I love it.
I like Adventure Time. I don't tweak over it like most people do, though. This is a DS game, if I'm not mistaken. Anything else? I mean, I haven't looked into it at all, to be totally honest. I mean, anything you have, you know?
DS is DS. That's, yeah. I mean, I kind of steal.
Everyone and their grandma owns a DS, so.
I guess.
Except for me, so I'm apparently not everyone and their grandma. I am not everyone, nor am I their grandma.
Well.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
DNA testing is not out yet.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
I feel
that's
like
fair.
It's safe to assume.
You think you could eat? Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Need for Speed Rivals. We talked a little bit about this.
You don't say a boot?
A boot? We talked a little bit about this.
You just got real Canadian.
I played Most Wanted, and it's like, it's good, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't hit me.
It's like the like retarded it used to, you know? Cousin of Burnout.
I don't know why I found that so funny. Well, yeah. That's fair. Why was that so funny?
I don't think it was that funny either.
I mean, just the look on your face was just deadpan serious. Alright. Yeah, I mean, I love Burnout. That was my, like, action-y, you know, pulpy
racing. Like, if you want a really fake shooter, but that's really fun, get Burnout. Don't get Need for Speed.
You said shooter, but I'm assuming they know you mean racer. The newer Need for Speeds, I just don't really feel them.
I think the last one I played was Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit was okay. It was kind of cool because they let you play as cops, so it was like this cops and robbers thing. Most Wanted, which came out after that, took that ability out, which for the life of me, I can't figure out why. And this one brings it back. So that's kind of nice. And it's the first next-gen Need for Speed.
Yeah.
So if you're a faithful Need for Speeder, go get it, I guess.
If you're a faithful Need for Speed follower, why?
That's good. I don't know. Like, because it used to be good. And
I gotta say,
can't.
If you are a faithful Need for Speed player, you should probably rethink your life.
I don't know if that's entirely fair, but all right. And then lastly, we have
The exception of Zach's mom, because
they
say
she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Super Mario 3D World.
Is this for Wii U?
This is the Wii U one. The kind of
big.
Really good, apparently. Like, getting perfect tens in a lot of places.
Because
like,
that's what Nintendo does.
Yeah, which pisses me off, because it's like, this is one of those things where they're kind of, they're almost turning Mario into, like, the Call of Duty effect, you know? Like, oh, we got, you know? Hey, it's Mario!
It's always been that way, though.
Yeah,
it's
which kind of sucks, because what sucks about this is that if they got totally reamed on it, they might kind of rethink their strategy a little bit and actually start doing some new unique stuff. But since this did so good, you know, we can expect just this kind of repetitive action for at least a couple more years
up. The thing is, so fucking good.
It's just the most basic
It's very simple.
Like, it's the most basic derivative of fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so simple.
It's fun on the most basic level that appeals to everyone from 5 years old.
Totally. Which, I feel like it's kind of a cop-out, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we got Mario. It's like, oh, it's fun by default, you know? Like, you know, whatever. But, you know, I spent too much time bashing the Nintendo Trinity. Mm-hmm. In topic of Nintendo Trinity, a new Zelda on the DS, which is also getting perfect 10s, you know? It's like, these fucking things. Dude, like,
the thing about Nintendo is they do one thing.
Yeah, which is really three things.
But the three things are all one thing.
Really, like, Mario, Zelda, and occasionally Metroid, right?
But they do it so fucking well. I can't hate on Nintendo, because every Mario game I've ever played is just so much fucking fun, and they're timeless. Like, I'll go back and I'll play Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
And it's still a fucking blast.
Yeah. You know, I can't necessarily argue with you.
It's so hard to hate on them. But, I mean, they are just, like, simple. I mean,
and, like, the Zelda, like, I feel like it's just the same formula every time, and it just keeps working for some unknown reason, and it just drives me crazy. But what are you going to do?
Because there's just something.
It's just Nintendo.
It's like a magical thing, what Nintendo does.
Magical,
like,
thing.
I don't understand, because it's been, how long has it been? Like, 20 years? Of the
Zelda just had 25.
25.
So Mario would have had more.
30 years.
30 years.
Of the same. The same gameplay,
fucking shenanigans, with a especially with Zelda. Around. Like, Mario's kind of mixed things up with, like, the whole going 3D.
They did Galaxy, and they did 3D, yeah. But it's all basically the same stuff.
No, totally.
But, I mean, it's 30 years, and it's still a fucking blast to play. It still feels original.
I don't like the Zeldas, like, you know, as far as, like, my whole prejudice against this, I don't like the Zelda games, but, like, I will admit, like, Mario, like, who can play Mario and not have fun?
Yeah, it's...
And it just drives me crazy.
It's so good. But
what are you gonna do? So, yeah, that's apart from all the new releases of the consoles that we already talked to death, that's all for new releases. A little bit of gaming news. PS4 outsells Xbox One in the first 24 hours by a million.
Attaboy. That's double.
I honestly
could see it coming.
Yeah, oh, totally.
You know, I mean, where it all started was the very...
Tell me where it all started,
the
Phil.
The very fucking beginning.
Back in the beginning of time.
Nintendo says, we're going to make a new console.
God said, let there be PS4.
And we're going to ream your butthole with returns and trade-ins.
Wait,
and
who's doing what now?
No, that's not Nintendo. Did I say Nintendo? I meant Microsoft.
Yeah, I'm all confused.
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, the whole DRM.
Our asshole with DRM and console game updates.
It's massively uncommittal to any, like, business strategy they come out with. I mean, PS4, I mean, or not PS4 so much as Sony, just reeled people in with, like, their kind of consumer-friendly actions.
I don't think Sony did a whole lot to reel people in. I think...
Did you watch E3, dude? That was a giant Sony circle jerk.
It wasn't even that. It was just like, oh, look at Microsoft. He's a fucking retard. That's all E3
no,
was.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not like Sony did something super special to pull people in. It's that Microsoft was so fucking stupid, they did something to push everybody away.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like a subjective, like how do you look at it, right? Like, it's kind of the same thing, really. Like, Microsoft's business strategies were unfriendly. Sony's were the opposite, which consequently makes them friendly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but so, they also kicked them when they're down. Do you remember the viral video they did? We're like, this is Sony's, like, new game sharing strategy,
like,
here.
E3, dude, like, shots fired.
Yeah,
like, fucking fired.
They kicked them while they were down hard.
So totally deserve it. I think. I don't think there's, you know, that's just the way it is.
That's
like,
the way it
and
is.
We'll see how the trend continues. Like, and, you know, and it'll be interesting if this continues in any substantial degree. Like, will Microsoft's strategy be? Because they're not used to being behind. You know, they're not.
It's like kind of what happened to Nintendo, how they fizzled out. The same thing could happen to Microsoft. So what Microsoft really has to do is say
Sony for win.
Say, here, developer, have $5 billion, make something that will force people to buy our game.
Yeah, well, they got Titanfall coming out.
Which, that might be it.
So we'll see about that. But so, yeah, that's pretty cool. Walking Dead Season 2 coming out this month.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Did you play the original?
I did. I played through the entire thing. I didn't tweak over it like a lot of people did, but like once all the episodes were out, I just got them all and played through them all.
It's a fun time.
It's really good.
It's simple.
I've never...
the art style on it is fabulous.
I've never been more emotionally impacted by an ending. I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
And looking back on it, I didn't like it, but man, did that hit me right in the feels, dude. Yeah. Like, that was crazy shit. So that's, like, the only reason I'm really going to play
it. The character... I usually don't like point-and-click games.
I don't either. No, me neither at all. Except for Papers,
Please. You definitely do get... really emotionally invested in the characters because Lee's got this past, but he's still like a good guy in real life. And Clementine, she's just
Clementine,
cute.
Like she's such a little shit. And I didn't really like. I didn't want to like her, but at the end, I was like, "Oh, dude, right in the feels, dude." You know.
No, obviously, I don't want to say what happens, but shit happens. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm down. You know. He has Grand Theft Auto San Andreas coming to mobile written on here.
Really? That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like,
if you want to drain your battery for
if you
want to
completely,
minutes.
Like, clusterfuck the processor and whatever tablet you have, good luck with that.
But the one thing that's fun is, I don't know if anybody who listens, a.k.a. Zach's mom, AKA has an Android tablet, because that micro USB port...
It has to be Android?
Well, they have a micro USB port. That's how they charge.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you can get an adapter that's a micro USB to female USB. So
female USB, is that what it's called?
Well, yeah, that's when the end goes in.
Yeah,
end
no,
goes
it does.
Out, that's a male connector.
Interesting. I think you heard
that?
Are you,
no, that's...
Is that just like terminology used?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I've never heard it that referred to that way.
So basically, you can buy like a wired Xbox controller with a USB plug. You can plug it into your tablet, and you can use that to play stuff on it.
No, totally. And they have like those crazy like controller things that you can like hook up to them and everything. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a viable means of play, no doubt.
Which, I mean... It's interesting. I don't think I'll... I mean, I'm not going
to
get it.
I don't have anything to play it on you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, my phone will die in like 10 minutes.
No, totally. You have to just play with it charging while you're playing.
Which,
and at that point, just play it on a fucking console.
Get it on a console.
So, yeah, there's that, if you're interested. Rumors of Game of Thrones made by Telltale, the Walking Dead people.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'll do it exactly like the point and click
style. I would
style.
Guess. I mean, they have this... the next episode to, that wasn't you who talked about it with us, that was Cole, but The Wolf Among Us, which is that pretty cool Telltale game, almost identical mechanic-wise to the Walking Dead games, that new episode is out. So they seem to be kind of stuck in a rut, and it's a really good rut to be stuck in.
I mean,
so,
everybody's praising
That's, you know, that's a their wheelhouse, absolutely.
That's weird, you know, to take, like, such a action-oriented game.
I mean, how much talking is there in Game of Thrones, though?
Yeah.
You know, like, and in Walking Dead, how much action is in that, right? There's a shitload of action. I think if they took slightly more of an action-y route, that would be cool. Like, every now and then, you actually control a person, like, third-person action style.
Or just,
the conclusion of just how well you fight... And continues the story in that way, you know, like, that would be interesting.
Kind of like a Resident Evil style, like, what is it, quick time action, like, sort of that.
I mean, that's sort of what they do already, right?
Yeah, but with that, it's more like you jam a button once and then you're done.
Yeah, I mean, semantics.
There's some cool
stuff. So, yeah, it'll be cool what they do with that. Yeah. It'll be cool what they do with it story-wise, whether it'll directly follow the books or be tangential or what they're going to do. So, that'll be interesting. And last but not least, just kind of a PSA about the VGX, which changed their name for some...
What was it, the VGA?
It used to be the VGA, right? Video Game Awards. It was an acronym that made sense.
Video Game X Awards?
X! Video Game X Factor. You know, everyone in, like, pop culture loves the letter X.
Everybody loves X.
Because it's like, you know...
It's badass.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Oh, that's so badass. It's
Vin Diesel.
X.
It's the Vin Diesel of letters.
it totally is. That is an excellent analogy. So, yeah, that is this Saturday, 6 p.m.
Don't watch it.
6 p.m. Eastern.
3 p.m. Pacific, although no one in the Pacific fucking listens to this show. Yeah. So, I'm wow. Anyone in the Eastern listens to the show, so whatever. So, yeah, check it out. Bunch of, like, exclusive, like, announcements and shit, as they always do. Video game awards. Most high-profile video game websites you can go on now, and it'll direct you to the VGX, like, website shit where you can like vote for the nominees, because this whole thing, or I guess there's taken, awards where it's user
the American Idol approach.
No, they have it. There is awards where it's user and they're gonna announce those, but then there's the official awards where they get together a board of all the big wigs in the industry and they vote. So there's kind of the two different. But yeah, I mean, the main thing for me is just the announcements. Like, it always has a ton of announcements.
I mean, yeah.
Elder Scrolls Skyrim was announced at VGAs 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
now they're going to announce the MMO officially.
I mean, it's already almost out. Yeah. So, I think they announced that a while ago.
That's how things work.
So you'll want to check that out.
I mean, Saturday. If Paper Please is one of the nominations.
Dude, I mean, they obviously have a good taste in games.
Yeah, so I guess.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
On our end, you know, crazy generation we're in store
for.
Can
we do a little bit? What are you playing? What are you playing?
What am I playing?
Battlefield.
Mainly just Battlefield. A lot of Vita stuff. I got Tearaway because I was in Arizona, over Thanksgiving.
Is that where you're from?
No, my sister works out there.
Oh, okay.
So she couldn't come to us, so we went to her. She works out there, so we went out there for 6 days, and I played a lot of Vita stuff. Bought Tearaway. Played a bunch of that. Played a little bit of Little Big Planet.
Right.
Now,
how does the streaming work on the Vita?
For the PS4?
Yeah.
Another, which we actually probably should have talked about before, another feature I've yet to try, and I got to do that. Okay. I've yet to explore the depths of the PS4.
Because that's the one thing that I really love about the Wii U, is that, like, you can turn off your TV and just, like, jam on Call of Duty in your bed with your little tablet.
That's totally cool, yeah. I haven't personally had a big reason to do that yet, mm-hmm. you know? I'm like, I don't have like I don't have like siblings that I fight for the TV over, like it's my TV and stuff. But it's something I would like to try just to see how it works, right? There's that. Battlefield. Just the Vita and Battlefield is all I've really been playing lately. How about you?
Well, it started when I went home. I saw one of my friends.
Sounds like a beginning of a good story.
I was at a party. And he said, hey, because at any party, what do you talk about? Of course, the first thing that comes up is video games.
Of course.
Yeah.
For all the cool parties, at least. I don't know what these loser parties other people go to.
Is there beer at that party?
Yeah, I don't want to go. Girls, get out of here. Weak.
If there's no USB, I'm not into
it. Fuck that shit. Short story long?
I renewed my World of Warcraft subscription.
Shocker.
After a
this is my surprise
twist. I had quit for a year. And it's a drug. World of Warcraft is absolutely a drug. That's addicting.
You got a problem, I'll admit that.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been playing that. Add me. My name's Phil.
Yeah, just search Phil.
I'm sure
of all the people in the world, you'll get him.
Yeah.
So, damn it.
If you play on Midoran, Shadow Moon, or Altar of Storms.
Fuck that
Aggramar.
Means. God, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
so
it's beautiful.
That's all we got on this end.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Also, you guys got to talk back.
And you guys are quiet bastards, and we're not really, you know, if you don't start talking, we're just going to stop doing it because we don't feel the love.
I'll probably keep doing it.
Just by myself.
I like to hear my own voice.
Hear your own voice.
I just like to talk at things.
So I'm,
you should see me when I'm alone in my room. Like, I'll talk at my mouth.
You strike me as a crazy person.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I like to pee on weird things. Roofs.
Anyways, we're gonna leave it on that. And I'm Nick Bussis.
That's my only hobby. I actually haven't played a video game in 4 years.
You just piss on things. You must have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Well, you drink a lot of water to do it.
Dude, get prepared. Yeah. Right, say your name.
Dining hall food.
Say your name.
Right through you. I'm Phil.
There you go. That was relatively painless.
You can find me on Facebook. Search my name. It's Phil.
Just
you
four letters.
You can add me on Xbox Live. I play. My name is Phil. You can add me on Blizzard. My name's Phil. And have a good week. Enjoy it. Have a Merry Christmas. And everybody here wishes you a Merry New Year. Oh, yeah, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Anyways, goodbye.
And that's the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said before, you can help us by going to iTunes and subscribing, leaving us a review, going to Podomatic, downloading the episodes, or going to 89.1 The Point's website to download old episodes, in addition to subscribing on any of the other podcast services. Leave your answer to the question of the week by liking 89.1 The Point's Facebook page and leaving your answer on any of the Gamers Point-related posts. We'd like to thank 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. Listen in if you're in the Western New York area. The best new music first. And mostly, we would like to thank you for listening. You're the best. See you next time.